Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope. You have to know by now that that is my favorite song. He is Alpha and Omega, and that song just takes you to a place of worship. Thank God for you listening in on tonight. We're coming to you with our weekly Bible study from Vision of Hope Outreach Ministries, located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105, in the heart of Charlotte. And I do mean in the heart of Charlotte. I want to let you know, if you're in the Charlotte area, we are giving out turkeys this Sunday, getting ready for the holiday season, the Thanksgiving season. So we are giving out free turkeys. So just come on out to Sunday service, and immediately after service, we'll be distributing free turkeys. If you know anybody that needs a turkey, send me an email, ladyparsons5@gmail.com, or a text, 704-891-7823. We're going to begin with prayer. Just want to remember different ones in prayer tonight, and, you know, as we continue to just intercede and trust and lean and depend upon God, even for ourselves. Father God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for how you shield us, how you protect us, how you watch over us, hallelujah, how you keep us, Lord, how you cover us, God. We thank you for a hedge of protection that encamps all around us, God. We thank you for how you shield and keep even our loved ones, Lord. We thank you for how you just bless us on a day-to-day basis, Lord, how we have the activity of our limbs. We are still in our right minds. We can move to and fro. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, for how you just continue to watch over us, God. You didn't have to do it. How you continue to provide for us, Lord. How we have a roof over our head. How we're able somehow to get bills paid. How we're able to go to the store and get groceries. For the day to day, put gas in the car, God. We thank you for all of these things that many people take for granted. We want to let you know we don't take it for granted tonight, because somebody is homeless. Somebody doesn't have a roof over their head. Somebody is hungry even on tonight. So we don't take your love, your grace, your mercy, and your provision, Father, for granted. We appreciate you, and we love you, and we bless your holy name. Now we ask you to just continue to keep and to cover, Lord. There are some who might be sick, some who might be shut in, some who are in the midst of recovery, God, from sickness. We ask you to cover them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord. We ask you to cover a young lady, Lord. She said she was in the hospital, had to go to emergency last night. God, we ask you to shield her and to cover her and to just send healing to her body. I don't know what the situation is, God, but we know that you are ultimately in control, Lord. Then we continue to pray for our own sister Verdell as she continues to heal. God, we ask you to cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Give her victory in this time, Lord. Give her strength even the more, Father, in this time. We know that she has the victory because she's on the winning side. She's with you. So we ask you to just continue to strengthen her on every hand, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to continue to bless her, Lord, and make her even more of a blessing to someone else, God. Let this situation be a testimony. Lord, we thank you for how she's going to be able to talk to somebody, Lord, how she's going to be able to strengthen somebody, how she's going to be able to encourage somebody who's been through or going through what she's been through, God. We thank you for that. How she'll be able to talk to somebody who's wanting to give up, but she'll be able to encourage them, God. We thank you for that door opening even now, Lord. We ask you to continue to bless and to heal, Lord. We ask you to bless Vision of Hope, Father. Continue to cause it to grow and prosper, Lord. Continue to help us who are members and friends to find our divine purpose, Lord. What is it that you would have us to do, God? Continue to show us and point us in the right direction, God. I ask you to bless each and every person that's represented, Lord, at Vision of Hope, Lord. Bless them, bless their families, bless their loved ones. Your word says the whole household will be saved. So we thank you for salvation tonight. Those who are not yet saved, God, we thank you that they're coming in, Father. We ask you to touch in a special way. Lord, we ask you to bless our own sister early and continue to bless her and keep her and to strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. Then Mother, Lord, ask you to continue to bless Mother Lily, God. We thank you for you have given her her long life, and you're going to continue to give her long life, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to just continue to bless her and strengthen her, God, as she travails, Lord. She continues to travail and intercede for her loved ones, God. We ask you to continue to bless her and strengthen her, Father. We ask you to bless the youth, Lord. Bless Quasia. Bless Janan. Bless Angel, God. Continue to bless them. Bless Shania, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to cover them and to strengthen them as they get ready to take this journey, Lord, into high school. Into college, God. Shield them and cover them, Lord. Then we ask you to bless our own D'Angelo, Lord, as he just begins to take this journey of really having that loss, God. We ask you to cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Some things he may not understand, God. We ask you to shield him and protect him, Lord, and give him wisdom, Lord. We ask you to bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to bless my family today, Lord. Bless all of my children, God. Bless my husband, Lord. Continue to shield and protect and cover, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless all of our children as a family, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, people are going over the highways and the hedges as we get close to the holiday. We ask you to cover and to shield and protect, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, some people will be traveling, Lord, a long way by car, by plane, by train. God, continue to shield and protect and cover, Lord. Let people's homes be found safe the same way they were when they returned them. And let them get to their journeys, God, safely in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless Superintendent Hooker, Lord. We know today is his birthday, God. Continue to shield him. Give him long life, Lord. Bless his family. Help them to prosper, God. As your word says, I would that you would prosper and be in good health. We ask you to cover them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God, in the name of Jesus. Anybody that I may have overlooked, God, we ask you to cover, Lord. Bless Manny, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the grandchildren, Lord. Cover them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, God. Shield and protect, Lord, as he has to get on the bus and go to school, God. Shield him and protect him, God. We pray a hedge of protection around him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We look to you, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our strength. You are our redeemer, Lord. We trust you. We lean on you. We depend upon you. We thank you for all of the many blessings that you've given us, and we're going to continue to walk in you, God. We're going to continue to trust you. We're going to continue to lean on you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. We ask all of these prayers and blessings be granted in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. We thank God for his goodness, and we're asking everyone to continue to pray. If you want to be added to our prayer list, again, you can email me at ladyparsons5@gmail.com. You can call me at 704-891-7823. And if you're in the Charlotte area, you can just let myself or Mother Lily know, and we'll be happy to put you on our prayer list and hold you up in prayer. I know that you know that prayer changes things. Oh, yes, it does. It changes things. I'm happy to be here tonight. We're not going to be here long. We're talking about trust. And that's the word for the month, trust. Amen. And we're going to look at what the Bible says about trust. I have just a few scriptures for you. I'm going to be jumping around, so you might want to get a pen and write it down, or, you know, put it in your phone as a note. I'm becoming so dependent upon my phone. I put everything. I put notes in my phone, calendars, dates, everything. So you might want to take a moment, like I said, either write it down or put it in your phone. The first scripture I have for you is Jeremiah 17, the fifth chapter. You know, so many people talk about how man will let them down, how they trusted in this one and trusted in that one, and the person let them down. And sometimes people even blame God for that. You know, I got married and this person let me down, and I believed God for my marriage, or this happened or that happened, and my mom let me down, my dad let me down. We've got so many issues and concerns when it comes to trust. But I want to give you just a few scriptures tonight on what the Word says about trust. And we're going to start with that, about trusting other people. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, beginning at the 5th verse. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord God, my God. So that scripture, if you don't get anything else, you need to write down Jeremiah 17:5, because it says, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength. We cannot rely on flesh. I don't care the strongest person you know, physically, the strongest person you know, emotionally, the strongest person you know, mentally, the strongest person you know, and I'm going to try to slow down, the strongest person you know spiritually, man will let you down. Not man can let you down. Man will let you down. That's one of the reasons why God says you have to forgive. Forgive 7 times 70. Forgive, because man is going to let you down. So we have to learn how to trust God. The Bible says here, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from God, from the Lord. You know, sometimes people trust man more than they trust God. Are you listening to me? I'm going to say it again. Sometimes people trust man more than they trust God. And I want you to know that the Lord is jealous. The Bible says God is a jealous God. Don't put anybody or anything before him. Are you listening to me? Oh, yes, 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 yes. Listen, Isaiah, the 2nd chapter, the 22nd verse says, stop regarding man whose breath of life is in his nostrils, for why should he be esteemed? If we're going to esteem anybody, we ought to esteem God. We ought to praise God. We ought to look up to him. Because any good thing that man does is because of the Lord. I can't speak for you, but I know for me, any good that I do, it is because of the Lord. I so wish I could share some things with you. You know, we don't have a lot of time. I so want to be transparent tonight, but I'm going to hold on to my testimony just a little while longer. But I want you to know God is doing some miraculous things. He's doing some great things. He's turning things around. And I'm saying that because As mankind, when the Bible talks about man, it talks about mankind. You can be in a place today and be in a totally different place tomorrow. Somebody might be getting that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 146, verse 3. Do not trust in princes, in mortal man, in whom there is no salvation. Psalms 118, 8. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Micah 7th chapter, 5th verse. Do not trust in a neighbor. Do not have confidence in a friend. From her who lies in your bosom, guard your lips. Now, those are three separate categories. Wow, that's a lot in there. Do not trust in a neighbor. Do not have confidence in a friend. From her who lies in your bosom, guard your lips. Three different situations, three different scenarios. And God is letting us know we have to put our trust in him. This is why we end up getting upset with people sometimes, because people are nice and kind. Yes, they are. Some people are nice and kind. But then the minute that they, quote, unquote, let you down or do something that lets you down or makes you feel some type of way, then we get upset with them. We get upset. You know, we want our best friend to do something or to be a certain way or to act a certain way. And then when they don't, then it's like a big problem. But if we're putting our trust in God, then we can learn to forgive. We can say, okay, this person had a bad day, or this person had a bad moment, or maybe this person, their mind was on something else. We can look to forgive our neighbor, forgive our friend. We can look to forgive. I'm not even going to touch that third one. From her who lies in your bosom, guard your lips. That's just like a whole different topic. But it's talking about trust. So I'm not even going to touch that. Psalms 41. This is David talking. Listen. He said, even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, had lifted up his heel against me. My God, my God. I'm just going to throw this in here real quick. This is why, and I'm treading lightly, but this is why a husband and a wife should be close, and because the Bible says that the two become one, so they become one flesh. And saints, we really have to pray when it comes to that marriage. We have to pray when it comes to marriage. We have to pray when it comes to marriage. And I don't even know why I'm saying it, but somebody needs to hear it. We have to pray when it comes to marriage, because the Bible says the two become one. Ooh, I wish I could touch that tonight. The two become one. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Help us today. From Jeremiah, the second chapter. From this place also you will go out with your hands on your head, for the Lord has rejected those in whom you trust, and you will not prosper with them. Oh, my God. Did y'all hear that? From this place also you will go out with your hands on your head, for the Lord has rejected those in whom you trust, and you will not prosper with them. God is letting us know he's a jealous God. If we put our trust more in man than in him, he can and will become jealous. I didn't say it. He said it right here. And you will not prosper with them. Those who you put your trust in, you're not going to prosper with them. I don't want this to sound like it's a really, really bad message, but I'm trying to get you to understand that we have to put our trust in the Lord. We thank God for good people in our life. We thank God for faithful people in our life. We thank God for trustworthy people in our life. We thank God for good husbands. We thank God for good wives. We thank God for good moms, good dads, good sons, good daughters. But you got to know that all the good that a person does, it is because the Lord is in them. It is because the Lord is using them. It is because they have a love for God. I hope you understand that. All the good that Pastor Kim does is because she has a love for God. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. All the good that I do is because I have a love for the Lord. I can't repay him for all the blessings that he has given to me. I cannot repay him, but as best as I can try to live a life of Christ, to be an example to somebody. As best as I can. That's minimal payment. Giving him praise and honor and glory, that just comes with the package, because I can't describe how good he's been to me. So I don't ever want to miss the opportunity to praise him, to thank him. And God knows I don't want to miss an opportunity to show gratitude. How? By showing kindness and love to someone else. Now, don't listen, and I'm almost done. Don't think that I'm perfect, because I'm not. Because sometimes we want to show love, and then sometimes we don't. If I was in church, I'd say, come on, church. Because we know, and it can start even with our own children. Sometimes we just love them. They're so adorable. They're so wonderful. That's from the youngest to the oldest, from infants to adults. And then other times we're like, oh, God, have mercy. But all that we do as unto the Lord. Don't put your trust in man, because man will let you down. You need to put your trust in the Most High God. Hallelujah. You need to put your trust in the Most High God. He will bless you. He will keep you. He will cause men and women to bless you on his behalf. It is him who is ultimately doing all the work. We are almost done. We have about 5 minutes left. If you have a comment or a question, I didn't even get to the part about trusting God. I just got stuck on the part about trusting people. So, you know, next Wednesday we're going to talk about trusting God. So what I want to, if you want to get in on the line and you have something you want to say or a question or a comment, if you press 1, I'll let you in. Thank God for each and every one of you on the line tonight. Nobody has a comment? Oh, okay, we have 1 comment. So let's see if we can get in here. Hold on, I think we have another one. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor Cone. This is Mildred.
How you doing?
Great.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, so my fiance wanted to say something.
Okay, bless God.
Hello, this is Brother Walter speaking.
God bless you. How you doing?
I'm blessed, and God bless you also. Like you said, you didn't get a real chance to speak about trusting in God, and I just wanted to say this one thing, and as if you when you learn to trust in Lord. You have to be sincere. You have to trust him and love him with your whole soul, your whole mind, and your whole heart.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, not man or woman, but him. Because he is truly a blessing just for who he is.
I know that's right.
And I thank God for him today. He's put some people in my life that's turned my life around.
That's a good blessing. That is a good blessing. And he will do that. And he can do that. And it's, you know, like I was saying, it's good, you know, when we know that the people, it's good when we know that people are in our life, but it's because God has sent them there and they're a blessing to us. And it's good when we understand and know how to trust God. But you know what is even one thing better is when God can trust us. Because those people that he put in your life, he trusted them to be able to be a blessing to you.
Yes, I do believe that.
Yes, when God can trust us to do what he's called us to do, that's the cream of the crop right there.
Yes.
Regardless
of
how we feel, regardless of our emotions, and that's the biggest thing, our emotions, but regardless of how we feel and regardless of what we're going through, can God trust us? Woo, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah, because he is magnificent. I mean, anytime you get angry and then you learn to pray for this person that made you angry, instead of holding resentments and acting the way you used to act when you wasn't saved, you know, it's truly a blessing to say thank you, Jesus, for this person anyway.
I know that's right, especially
you know,
if you're married, because, you know, you're going to have differences and disagreements.
Yes, most definitely.
But if God put the person in your life for a reason, then you have to recognize that. You have to recognize that, and you know, our time is almost running out. You know, I have been praying to God about, and I really can't elaborate on it, but I will say this: a month ago, I was in a head-on collision. My husband and I were in a head-on collision, and we walked away. God spared us, and I mean that just kind of put everything in perspective for me. You know what I mean, like. He spared our lives. We were able to walk away. The car was total, but he spared our lives. And that just sort of, you know, God speaks to us where we are. And he definitely was speaking to me. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But it's, you know, it's a blessing. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, Melly just asked me to ask you to put us on your prayer list.
I definitely will. We definitely will do that. And I'm looking forward to seeing her. We've been trying to connect. So I'm looking forward to seeing her and looking forward to meeting you.
Yes, likewise.
All
yes,
right.
Likewise. All right. God bless.
All right. Well, God bless.
All right. Good night.
Good night. So we thank God for everyone who's listening in, and we appreciate you. And we're going to close out. We probably have a few more seconds left, if any. But once again, we thank God for you. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Well, we'll hear you next Wednesday on the call. Tell somebody about it. God is doing great things. God bless.
Yes, indeed.
Doing great.